You're listening to Inside Real Estate with Jessica Beggins. Each week, tune in to hear a new topic about real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your own home, or maybe you're looking to get into the industry, either way, I hope you use this as your go-to resource for all of your real estate needs. Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. I'm really excited about this week because did you know that the month of June is National Homeownership Month? I just love that so much. So I wanted to cover some of the benefits to owning a home, and we'll go into non-financial benefits, financial benefits, and some economic benefits to owning a home. So this is so important this month as well because homes are becoming so much more to us than just a place to live. So especially in this time of this health crisis that we're going through, homes are evolving into our workplaces, schools for our children, and safe havens that are providing shelter, stability, and protection for our families in this time. So what's really awesome is that the National Association of Realtors came out with a statistic that 65.3% of Americans are able to call their homes their own. This is the highest rate of home ownership in the last 8 years. So I just love that. I love that. So some of the non-financial benefits to owning a home are simple things, or things you might think are simple, like your happiness and satisfaction and pride. Pride of ownership is it just feels good to have a place that's truly your own, especially when you get to customize it. So we just put up some accent walls, and it took a pint of paint. It was $16 from Home Depot, and it feels so much better to just walk into the house with a little bit of pop of color. And I've got some clients that did some yard work and got an edger, and they sent me pictures, and it feels good to have pride in the projects that you've put into your home. So property maintenance and improvement. Your home is a stake in the community in a way that you give back by driving value into your neighborhood. So you walk down the street and you see that home with the best lawn and their grass is so green. It's pride of ownership. They maintain their property. It makes them feel good. It makes other people in the community and in your area they drive by. It feels good. It looks good. Instead of driving by and some places look like car dealerships and you're like, well, I don't want to live there. So property maintenance and pride of ownership is huge. So it's also about civic participation. Home ownership creates stability and it's a sense of community and it increases civic engagement. And this is just a way to strengthen your entire local area. So some of the financial benefits that come with owning a home, I mean, just net worth alone. Home ownership actually builds your family's entire net worth. So a statistic from the National Association of Realtors here is that the median family net worth for all homeowners increased nearly 15% since 2013. And so what that net worth for homeowners is on average $231,400. While the net worth for renting families actually declined 9% since 2013, and that net worth for renters is $5,000. That's a huge difference. So homes really do create financial security for you. You have equity, you have appreciation, and you have predictable monthly housing expenses. And these are huge financial benefits of homeownership. It's truly the best way to improve your long-term net worth. Some of the economic benefits that come with home ownership is that home ownership is even a local economic driver. Housing related spending. This has been huge during this time of quarantine because people are going to Home Depot and they're going to Lowe's and they're calling plumbers and AC repairmen, and it's been raining a lot in Florida, so there's been roofers going out. Housing related spending is an economic driving force throughout our nation, and housing related expenses accounted for more than 1/6 of the country's economic activity over the past 3 decades, which is amazing. Another benefit is that it actually helps drive GDP growth. As the country aims to make an economic rebound from this, home ownership and people purchasing homes is actually contributing to our GDP growth. So a quote here, every 10% increase in total housing market wealth would translate to approximately $147 billion in additional consumer spending, or 0.8% of GDP, as well as billions of dollars in new federal tax revenue. They're saying that we're not in a housing crisis. We could be going into a recession, but it's the housing market that's going to bring us out of it. By people purchasing homes, we are adding revenue to this economy. And another plus that some people don't really think about is entrepreneurship. So home ownership is even a form of forced saving that provides entrepreneurial opportunities. So have you thought about it like that? That owning a home enables new entrepreneurs to obtain access to credit, right? So you can pull an equity line of credit out from your house. So if you've owned it for a little bit and you have some equity, you can pull money from that to hire new employees, start a new job. I mean, this is just amazing. It's you can use your house as collateral for small business loans. So that's something that not a lot of people think of, but it's great. You purchase and your home increases in value over a couple of years. You've got equity that you can pull from. You have savings that you wouldn't have unless you had a home. If you were renting, you can't pull from the owner of the home their equity line of credit. You know, this is all about you owning a home. So the bottom line is that the benefits of home ownership they go so much further than just the surface level of, you know, oh, let's buy a home because we don't want to pay rent and have it go nowhere. You know, home ownership is truly a way to build financial freedom, find greater satisfaction and happiness in your core, and to make a substantial impact in your local economy. Knowing that our housing market is going to pull us out and bring us back to normal in quotes from this coronavirus pandemic is just, it's so beautiful. And if this is one of your dreams, is to buy a home, we need to connect because I have a bunch of resources that can help you. And if now's not the time, that's okay. But at least you're starting to think of some of the things that are important about buying a home and why it's even worth it in the first place. So I hope that this podcast kind of helped to bring out some of the things about home ownership that people don't normally think about. And if there's any things that you like about owning a home that you think is good for everybody to hear about because this is National Home Ownership Month, then share it with me and we'll get it out to everybody because I think it's extremely important right now. So thank you guys for tuning in this week and I'll have something special for you next week. Talk to you soon.